Consequence Podcast Network.
Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
Oh my gosh. So this past week, we got Jin's Happy album. The release came out on Thursday night here in the States. And we got to listen to it, listen through it, and watch the amazing music video for Running Wild.
Yes.
We'll get to talk about the music video on the next episode. But like, wow, I really loved it. It gave me so many vibes to The Astronaut.
It felt a lot like The Astronaut. Yeah. You could see the parallels between the two.
For sure. It made me really excited to go dive into and listen to the rest of the album, which of course I did immediately.
Right.
Yeah. Loved it. Also found out that this week we get to see Jin on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
He's going to make an appearance on the November 20th episode. So that'll be around the time that this episode comes out. Really looking forward to seeing that. Of course, it has not happened yet as of recording, but really excited to see him perform on there. And like any time that a BTS member is on Fallon, like it's always such a good time. Like we know that interview is going to be hilarious.
It's going to be hilarious. Like Jin is going to really ham it up. You know he will. It's going to be iconic and hilarious. I can't wait till it comes out. I don't know if you were the one who sent me the Jimmy Fallon like teaser for a Jin coming on, or if it was Brittany. I can't remember, but like it's like an old school 80s,
like
90s
a floppy
computer.
Disk.
Yes. Yeah. With a floppy disk. It's taking forever to load and Jimmy Fallon is acting super impatient, but you can tell like I think there's like a poster or a photo behind him that says happy on it. So like you kind of know. Like he sees part of Jin's face, like how does he not know? Like that's what kills me about the teaser, is like come on, you know it's Jin, you know, you know it's Jin by this point, but he continues to act impatient while it fully loads.
Right. I mean, we have to see all of Jin.
Yeah it's cute.
It's
cute.
Really cute. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
And then unrelated to Jin, but we just have to mention it, so why not here? There has been so many rumors perpetuated by J-Hope himself that
he went live
and
looking
he's still
hell.
In LA, and he was like, you guys want a tour? Mm-hmm. And we're like, yes, of course we do. So everybody thinks already. We were talking about Iconics, talking with Iconics about this during our Iconic hangout last week, but like thinking that he's going to release an album, like it's J-Hope. Of course he's going to release an album.
Probably.
He's like itching to so bad.
He
was teasing a tour on his live, on his Weverse live.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, in this past week, it was leaked from HYBE's, you know, Q3 meeting that BTS are not going to come back until 2026. Now we think maybe BTS will come back like at the end of 2025 and then tour in 2026, which would make sense for J-Hope to have time to release an album and tour.
Yeah.
And I mean, we know how fucking incredible Yoongi's tour was.
Lollapalooza, Hobiepalooza was enough. That was like one stage,
right?
And it's ingrained in our memories forever. Like we'll never forget.
Yeah. So hopefully, new J-Hope album like early next year. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe around his birthday.
Yeah. Did you see that he also went to a music festival recently?
He went and saw Tyler the Creator, which
he was,
I
like,
listened to that album.
One
by
of the
headliners, Chromatopia. It was really, really good.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought that was cool that he.
I feel like it's weird because the last time we hung out, I think we talked about Tyler the Creator.
We did.
We were talking about this new album and I was like, did you know that I saw him?
And I don't know how I missed it, but you did see Tyler the Creator in concert. Yeah. So then I thought it was cool that we just saw Hobie go to his concert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It seemed like he had a great time.
It did,
Very
but
excited.
He's in the States for sure.
I know.
He's been in LA.
Love it. He's been working.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so a lot going on with both Jin and J-Hope, and we're so excited to dive fully into Jin's album today. As we wrap up 2024, the pop culture experts at Consequence are back with our annual report, celebrating the year's best in music and entertainment. And this time, we're bringing you something extra, a brand new podcast series exclusively on Amazon Music.
Get inside access with interviews featuring this year's biggest artists, actors, and filmmakers, plus discussions with the Consequence team on our Best of the Year lists. And the best part? You can tune in with Amazon Music Unlimited, now free for 3 months.
For a limited time, get 3 months of Amazon Music Unlimited free by visiting tryamazonmusic.com/COS. You'll get over 100 million songs in stunning HD sound, on demand and ad-free, plus top ad-free podcasts, including the Consequence Annual Report podcast.
Even better, every Amazon Music Unlimited subscriber now gets one free audiobook from Audible each month.
Celebrate the best of 2024 with Consequence's annual report all December at consequence.net. And don't miss the companion podcast by signing up for 3 free months of Amazon Music Unlimited at tryamazonmusic.com/COS or clicking the link in the show description. That's tryamazonmusic.com/COS. Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right, today we're going to hang out for about an hour, and we're going to be talking about all things Happy. We're going to go through all of his songs, talk about the production, the vibe. We're going to get into the lyrics, just our thoughts on it. We aren't going to be talking about the music video, but we are, you know, just going to be talking about the music itself.
Yeah, really excited to do an album review. We'll get to the music video in a, you know, in a later episode. Yeah. Before we dive too far into today's episode, we want to say thanks, Iconic, so much for being here and for all of your support and for listening. If you'd like to support us a little bit more and have access to our episode documents, those monthly virtual Iconic hangouts, which are so much fun. It was so great to be back with Iconics last week.
So good to see them. It was so good to see everyone.
Seriously. Yeah. And you know, please consider joining us on Patreon, patreon.com/standingBTS. You can join in on those hangouts. They're a great time for us to like bond and talk about what's going on with BTS and their current events. And it's just really, really cool for everyone to share their thoughts and their perspective.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
Me too. But thank you all for being here, for all of your support, and of course for listening. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into our Happy album review.
Let's do it.
So Happy was released on November 15th 2024. Let's just talk about our initial thoughts of the album. We kind of didn't know what to expect after I'll Be There. We were a little, I don't know, underwhelmed.
Disillusioned, maybe.
Yeah. Underwhelmed by the song. So we weren't too sure what Happy was going to look like, but man, Running Wild, watching the music video, it was like, yep, this is it. This is what we were asking for.
Totally.
This is what we wanted. We really wanted to see. I mean, we were coming off The Astronaut. I think that was the biggest letdown, I think, of I'll Be There. It was like, it just wasn't meeting or matching The Astronaut.
Right.
And I think Running Wild does.
Right.
And so I was really happy with the music video and the song. And then the rest of the album really took me by surprise.
Oh, yeah.
Like I enjoyed it a little bit more than I expected, especially with the lyrics. We'll get into that here in a bit. But like lyrically, I was like, wow, okay, this got a little deeper than I thought
yeah.
it would.
I mean, that was one of my biggest takeaways from doing I'll Be There, is that I really, really want for me to feel fulfilled from this album from Jin. I need something that has some lyrical substance, because I know what BTS is capable. I know that Jin's capable of that. Like, some of his solo tracks are some of my favorite BTS songs ever. Jin can bring that, you know?
Yeah.
And so I really wanted to see that here in this album. I wanted to see some great vocals, some powerhouse vocals that we know he delivers. And I was really, really, I want to say, like, happily surprised with that, because again, with I'll Be There, I was like, oh, what are we going to expect here for the rest of the album?
Yeah.
But he really, really brought it home with this. Like, I'll Be There did not need to be a pre-release track. It could have just, you know,
right.
It could have just been on the album and I probably would have liked it more. But like,
I think the music video got us.
It did. I think it was a little triggering. Yeah. But like the whole album, I was really happy with it. I've listened to it a bunch. I just was traveling. And so when I, you know, was traveling on the plane, like I was listening to it almost on loop, you know, I was really, really enjoying it. So
it's enjoyable. Yeah. It's a nice listen for sure.
Love it. Love it so much. So let's go ahead and dive in with the first track, Running Wild. And this was written by Jacob Atwell, Gary Barlow, and Josh Record, and then produced by Jacob and Gary. The vibe and production, like, this has a really great pop band sound. Like, it's not quite a full live band, but there is a great drum set that's really driving that bass line the whole time. time, great tempo, great like bass drum, and then like crashing cymbals in there. Like those cymbals really add a lot to that effect. Mm-hmm. And then there's like some electric strings or like synths going on that's like building up that instrumental as well. Not like an overpowering or overwhelming instrumental in this song or really any of the songs on the album. Like, I feel like Jin's vocals really get to be like
fully
front and center.
On display.
Yeah. Fully on display.
As
what
they
we want.
Should be. Mm-hmm. As they should be.
Doesn't mean too much.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. There is such nice, full, rich vocals in all of the verses and such great use of tasteful vibrato.
Oh, yeah. The vibrato is amazing. And it's like a super upbeat vibe of the song, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's very positive.
Very happy.
It gets us off of the, happy from the get-go.
Yeah. Very bright falsetto in the chorus, too. So, this song is an earworm. It goes through my head and Kayla, your head for hours after listening to it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just very catchy. Love the melody. Love the chord progression. It's exactly what you would expect from the hit track.
Yeah.
Of
it's a great
album.
Hit track. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stellar.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and dive into the lyrics.
Yeah. Man, when we were doing research, Kayla and I had to do research separately this time because Kayla, you were traveling in Idaho, and so we had to just kind of do our separate stuff, and mm-hmm. we were both in the dock at the same time, and I took one glimpse at these lyrics for Running Wild, and I thought, oh man, I didn't expect the lyrics to go this route in Running Wild. So in the very first verse, he says, "There's a way that we can fly again. Remember how we used to love back then, living like we had no end." And of course, these lines take me straight back to the BTS of the past. Like, that's immediately where I went.
Yeah.
I just picture how high they were flying. You know, I think they're still flying high, but I mean, really,
but there's
been
a lot that's taken the wind out of their sails,
right?
You know, not only
the pandemic
to going into the military, but the pandemic like totally struck them down in their prime, and it was nothing that they did or could have handled or changed, you know.
So there's like this optimistic spin that he's saying there's a way that we can fly again. I just felt like this whole first verse, like, remember how we used to long ago, we could miss this last train home. Like, it's just a lot of references to the past.
Yeah. The reference to the train makes me think of like the train in Spring Day too. Like, really classic BTS references here. Mm-hmm. And I think like it's really giving that positive vibe of like, we, you know, not only like we can come back to what it was, but I love the remember how we used to love back then. Like, really heartwarming, remembering mm-hmm. like, man, those were like really golden times.
They were.
And I think mm-hmm. this is great lyrics to start off with, the hit track of like him coming back from the military of like, hey, remember how it was? Like, let's get back to that. I missed you.
Yeah.
So good.
I love that. Yes, I love that take. In the chorus, he'll say, "We'll be running wild, loving till the sun is out, running till there's nothing left, till our last breath. We'll be running wild, loving like it's made for us, running until there's nothing left, till our last breath. We'll be running wild." And the use of running is so BTS in mm-hmm. its core. Mm-hmm. We think of Run BTS, obviously, the mention of running wild. It could have two meanings here, like running wild as a reference to their youth mm-hmm. and continuing to feel young and free, like mm-hmm. especially that wild, running wild, young and free, forever young, youth.
It gives very youthful vibes with that.
Very BTS there.
I mean, and like it references Run BTS, but also Run, their classic song from HYYH.
Yeah.
Like, it gives that too.
And which is, you know, the most beautiful moment in life.
Yes.
We're talking about their youth here. So I get that. Or also running as in like always working hard towards a goal.
Yeah.
And it just feels very hopeful about BTS coming back and continuing to run wild like they did before. Mm-hmm. Like, not only work hard, but also continue to have this like kind of free-spirited like happy-go-lucky feel of of the youth, you know, and to continue on that route a little bit.
Right. Not being like weighed down by like, you know, worries or
the seriousness, the stress
and the seriousness. Right. Yeah. Just running wild and being more carefree with it, which I think is a beautiful reset, you know, like maybe that's Jin's perspective coming out of military service when before that, you know, we had 2022 Festa and just really hard times for the members where they didn't feel like, you know, the direction of the band was in their control. And like, I love this more carefree perspective of like, we can get back to that. We can do whatever we want and we can have this amazing time together.
Yeah. Like we can still grow and change, but we can still have fun and have a fresh feel.
And go back to our core.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that so much. In verse two, just some of the lyrics that he said is, don't forget about the times we shared, all the places we used to go, living like we ruled the world. And of course, that last line, living like we ruled the world, makes us think of that classic old school BTS song, If I Ruled the World.
I mean, really throwing it back.
Just love it. And like, this is like, go back and listen to the album. Come on. It's just so good. And
I think that's on Oh Are You Late
I want to say it's Oh Are You Late Too. Yeah. Yeah. It's not Dark and Wild. It's got to be Oh Are You Late Too.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. A deep cut here.
Check us.
But I just felt like seeing this lyric, it's like, before COVID, BTS were ruling the world. They were like declared by all, you know, all fandoms, all media outlets. These are the kings of K-pop. Mm-hmm. This is the biggest boy band in the world. This is the biggest group in the world.
Yeah.
Like not just K-pop, but in, you know, in every industry and every genre. This is the biggest artist right now, just based on numbers and popularity
they
and sales and concerts.
They were rocking the music industry.
They were, I mean, they had it wrapped around their finger. Right. And then COVID hit and totally like took out their Map of the Soul 7 tour and made them just readjust all of their plans. And by the time, you know, that was kind of recovered, it was time for military service. So, you know, I love just like thinking back to that time. Remember all the times we shared. Don't forget them. Like all those amazing concerts, all those amazing memories when they were at the top of the world and just knowing like we can get back to that. Yeah. Like there's no reason why we can't rule the world again.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Right. You know, I'm a sucker for nostalgia.
Oh, yeah.
And I just the sentimental value and looking back at like that time. Yeah. Like I just really appreciate that these are the lyrics for this song, for the hit track. You know, like this whole album is supposed to bring us happiness. It's the whole point of it. And like we're having this kind of reminiscent therapy with Jin here. Yeah. And I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like living like we've ruled the world.
It does bring a lot of nostalgia and it brings so much happiness to think about those times and to think about that he's here saying like we're having those again. We're going to have those again. They're right on the precipice. They're almost here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's really reiterated here in the pre-chorus where he says, don't you let our love go cold. When we're standing still, we can light it up once more. I'll take you there.
Light up the stadium with army bombs.
Stop. No. Yes. I mean, again, it's very reassuring that even though they've been on this hiatus and kind of at a standstill because of the military service, Jin wants to continue to comfort us in that their love for ARMY will never die and he's going to continue to bring us joy with his music and they're going to keep on running.
Right.
Like, I love this, the use of running wild, the youth, but the use of running and just like, we're going to keep working hard.
Yeah.
We're going to keep doing what we got to do.
Because it's what they love to do and what they want to do. Mm. And they love putting out this music for us and having this connection with ARMY and like him saying like, don't let our love grow cold. It's like, of course it won't. Like, you know, ARMY, there's ARMYs that have been waiting for them this whole time.
Yeah.
Happily, there's ARMYs that have become ARMYs during this time, just waiting for them to come back and to see them again and really see them for the first time. You know, it's like, but I love
that
they...
We don't want that. And it's reassuring to know that he doesn't want that either.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Love this hit track. Loved it so much. And I love that the lyrics have so much substance.
Yeah, they do.
And so much, like you said, nostalgia and hope and happiness. It's really great to deliver that like overall message and goal of the album, Happy.
Yeah.
Such a great one.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Can't wait to dive into the music video next week because there's so much in there.
Every time I watch it, I find something new.
And there's so many like tiny little symbolisms love in it. There too. Like,
it's like the astronaut all over again.
It's so great. Can't wait to pick it apart with you guys. As women, our hormones fluctuate all the time. We can feel the difference as we move through our monthly cycle, and we know how it feels when something is off. Hormone imbalance can be so difficult to deal with.
So difficult. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. In our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones.
They do, but the good news is that we don't have to suffer through any of it anymore. Because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages.
Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life.
That's why Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages who are struggling with life-disrupting symptoms such as irritability and moodiness, or uncontrollable cravings, hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low mood, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, the occasional bloating and gas, and having no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews, and there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code STANDBTS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code STANDBTS for 15% off today.
The next song on the album was I'll Be There, which of course we talked about in the last episode. So like, you know, it's still not our absolute favorite song. Like it's grown on us more. And in the context of the whole album, it's a little bit better.
It fits a little better, yeah.
It does fit the whole album. And we absolutely love the rest of these songs too. So if you want to hear our thoughts on I'll Be There, go back to the last episode, 246.
Yeah. So the next song in the album is Another Level. It was written by so many people. It was written by P-Dawg, Matt Thompson, Max, Matt Adder, John Bellion, Pete Napo, Ten Rock, Ben Samama, Oscar Bell, and Jen, and then was produced by P-Dawg, Arcades, and Matt Adder. Lots of people. But Jen is credited.
And it made us, when we first saw the track list, this song made us a little bit nervous seeing those, you know, that many people working on it. But... oh man, I'll eat crow here. This is my favorite song.
Like, I think it's my favorite song too.
Fucking good.
This might be the first time that we've had a favorite song like mutually.
Together. I think so. It probably is the first time because
that's saying a lot. It must be a damn good song.
I think so. Usually we have massive reverence for each other's favorite songs, but there's like always something that makes, you know, beats it out
for
the other one.
You lean one way, I lean another.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is totally, you know, it's just us. But like this song is really fucking good.
It hits.
So good. So let's talk about it.
Yeah. Let's get into the vibe and production. This song is so cinematic to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just feel like something epic is about to happen. It's very dramatic. It's just so much build that goes on.
Yeah. It sounds very empowering. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought from the title when we just got the track list that this would be like maybe like video game influenced.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad it's really not. It's just like hitting, it's like growing, achieving, moving up, you know, powerful.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also struggle in it. And I think that's that cinematic and that drama that we feel throughout the song.
Yeah. It feels a little futuristic to me too.
Totally.
Yeah. But I mean, it really is honing in on the future and what's ahead.
Yes. And I think like the minor chords initially give a little like a little emo vibe, like it even reminds me a little of like Evanescence at the very beginning of the song with the minor chords, you know. And it doesn't like maintain the whole song, but like it just is what, you know, came up for me as I was listening the first time.
I am with you. I get it. Yeah, it also gives vibes of like pining or desire. For me, this song, and Kayla probably for you too, but whoever gets a tickle down their spine during the wool bounce back and hit another level, that when he so sings good. That, like he drops to this deeper register. Mm. It's kind of like
there's a little filter over it.
Yeah, like yeah. a little distorted. Mm-hmm. Wasn't expecting that from Jen.
Mm-mm.
But I'm here for it.
Love
like,
it.
It sounds incredible.
It's amazing.
But I don't think I've ever heard Jen, his voice this low and this distorted before. Like, I was like, okay.
Right. It adds so much to the rest of the song.
Yes.
Yeah.
But for any of you who, like, really love that part, like, again, tickle down the spine. Like, I see you. I understand you. We're best friends. You get it. You yes. know, like this is, it just adds so much depth to the song.
Completely. I love the addition there.
I'm like, ooh, yes.
The production is just top notch.
Yeah.
Like it's so fucking good for this song. Mm-hmm. And like that kind of like distortion and a little bit of difference in the rest of the song makes that part really stand out.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it more impactful. I also, oh my God, the drums that come in when he sings the chorus are just so fucking good. Like
yeah.
it makes the chorus hit so hard. Like it just, it's theatrical. Gets me every time. I'm like, yeah. that is the theatrical. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like truthfully rocking out to this song. You guys know I love a ballad. Mm-hmm. My history, my musical history before getting into like BTS was like, I really loved rock music. Mm-hmm. And this is like that rock ballad. Like it feels like a classic rock song. Like it's just so fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was listening for the first time and the guitar solo started,
I know.
Oh my God, I was losing my mind.
Yeah.
I was like, wah, you know, yeah. because it's just perfect. It fits it so well. It's so iconic
yeah.
to me. It's just immaculate. It's perfect. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I can't rave enough about it.
This song is fantastic.
Yeah.
It was the unexpected track for the album. I did not expect this from Jen.
Yeah.
Seeing
the title, I was hopeful. And then like, I mean,
rock ballad makes sense.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
It just exceeded by far all expectations or mm-hmm. even like inklings of what the song could be. It's just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Love the production so much. Could listen to the song a million times and not get tired of it.
Me too.
Yeah. So let's dive into the lyrics. The lyrics are really, really good. I think these are maybe some of the most dense lyrics of the album mm-hmm. itself as well. In the first verse, I'll just read what he says here. He says, stay in my maze stage where even breaths couldn't reach, days trapped in a hamster wheel. I'll leap with all of my strength without limits, burning towards the end. And just like the, you know, the hit track, this song is just ripe with BTS references.
Mm-hmm.
The first lyric of stay makes us think of Stay from B, which of course he did with Jungkook and RM. Classic fucking incredible song.
Mm-hmm.
And then just reminds us like stay together, like we'll always be together.
Mm-hmm.
The reference to Maze, possible connection to Love Maze from Love Myself Tear or Love Yourself Tear. That's immediately where we both went to. Just being trapped in that maze, that confusion, you know, where you kind of don't know what's going on, but you're like in love and you want to figure it out. But also the maze stage. Clearly, this is like geared towards his performance life, his
yeah.
life as a BTS member, not just like, you know, his reflection from military, but his like what he's carrying into this next chapter of post-military as a BTS member. And he goes on to say, like, trapped in a hamster wheel. First of all, Bethany reminded me his emoji is a hamster. That's
yeah.
so fucking cute. Also, just
that has
like,
to be intentional.
It has to be intentional. So cute. But also just like in that hamster wheel, like working to the bone for
yeah.
Hybe, you know, just like working your ass off, that day in, day out grind, no breaks, no, you know, reprieve from it. Of
the
just
same
like,
thing over and
the
over
the same thing
and
over and over again, too. Yeah. Just
yeah.
being caught up in that. And, you know, being trapped in that maze and trying to figure out how to get out of that, how to break out and do what you really want to do.
Right.
And then that burning towards the end, it makes us think of J-Hope's Arson and of Yoongi's Burn It. And both of those members in those songs, when they were talking about it, that burning is like the using yourself up completely for the
mm-hmm.
cause, using yourself up completely for the greater good of BTS and of, you know, providing this music for ARMY, these
mm-hmm.
incredible performances for us. But also, obviously, because they love to do it, but they're referencing and understanding the sacrifice that they're making at the same time.
Yeah.
That burning towards the end of like burning towards the end goal of what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to make Army happy. I'm trying to make incredible music. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to perform and do the thing that I love to do.
Yeah.
I just, man, this first verse, so good.
I know, it's fantastic. And yeah, like this feels like Jen's Burn It or Jen's Arson. Like this is his. I'm leveling up. I'm here to accept the challenge, but I'm not going to ignore how difficult and how much hard work I've put in and will continue to put in.
Oh my God. Exactly. Yeah. That's so true. Uh-huh. He goes on with the pre-chorus. He says, I will keep on fighting. Even if I'm endlessly driven, I'll never stop. Nobody can stop me, which is like kind of distorted also, that lyric. Even if the harsh storm blows harder, I'll take one more step. Bethany, you said that like that line, even if the harsh storm blows harder, you can just see him, you know, you can really clearly envision him standing still with just like strong storm winds like whipping around him. Makes me think of like RM during Wildflower and like the storm like just whipping around him in that music video. And I can see Jin being in like that same place, you know. All of the BTS members went through and experienced the same kind of like turmoil during COVID, during, you know, that time where they were kind of in like this liminal space of like, what do we do? How do we continue as a group when the whole world is shut down and we've been knocked down from the top, you know?
Right.
You know, what's our next step here? For him to say, I'll take one more step, I feel like this is super empowering. Like this verse, you know, the verse one acknowledges the pain, you know, his own pain. You can relate this to your own life so much. Like we've been talking about it in the scope of like BTS and Jin and his struggles, but like I was thinking about like my divorce, what I was going through and just dealing with that, and like thinking about how every day I just woke up and I made steps to make my life better and improve my life and, you know, work on and build the life that I want. It's like if you can just take that one step, then you can keep going and you can keep fighting. And so it gives so much empowerment, so much reinforcement. And I feel like this song can really be impactful in everybody's life. Like when you're really struggling, when you're having a bad day or just really going through something, you can put this song on and be like, acknowledge my pain, but also I know that I can fight through it.
Right.
I can fight through it.
Yeah. And I love that you mentioned that, because the song, we talk about like it's cinematic, it's theatrical, it's very empowering. And yes, like, if you're going through a really difficult time, this song can be extremely motivating to keep you like moving forward.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So in the chorus, a line that really stuck out to me was he said, "Don't be scared, even if I break down sometimes." And that I can't help it. I was immediately taken to Mama 2018, the Artist of the Year speech, where Jin went up there and just straight up said, yeah, we thought about disbandment. And it's been a really difficult year for us. That whole 2017, 2018, I mean, they grew. I mean, that's when we became fans, you know?
They grew exponentially after the Wings tour, the Wings era. And then, like, they had immense pressure from Big Hit during Love Yourself Her and Love Yourself Tear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when they have moments like that, like even in Festa 2022, it's those moments where us as fans do become a little scared because we see their pain, we see their hurt, and we're not too sure because we don't talk to them, we don't really know them.
Right.
We don't know what to make of it.
Right.
And it can be confusing and scary a little bit at the time. But I mean, again, you could apply this to even your own life. Everything isn't going to be okay all the time, and you've just got to feel it in that moment. Like, you got to break down sometimes, right? But don't be scared, you know. It's just a part of the process.
Totally part of the process. Like, you took the words out of my mouth. That's what I was going to respond to you. And it's like, you need to be able to go through that and process it to be okay on the other side.
Right.
And to continue with what you want to do here.
Yeah.
And I think that those moments where we've seen Jin himself break down, you know, talking about that potential for disbandment, or all of BTS breaking down at Festa 2022, it's like, they did not need to be that vulnerable with us, no. But they were. They trusted that they could be, and that it was part of their process too of just being able to be honest, so that way they could keep us up to date and like in the loop of what's going on with them, so that they could progress and grow past that, and they didn't feel like they had to hide it.
They have to or speak be
ashamed
their truth.
Of having. Yeah, they have to speak the truth.
Otherwise,
they can't be ashamed of it being hard sometimes.
It's never going to be genuine. It's never going to be sincere, you know. And I think that they. I mean, BTS, they've always shared this part of themselves with us. And I'm just so grateful.
Yeah.
Even though it was hard watching Festa 2022. Mm-hmm. That was hard.
Traumatic.
We just have to take what they say at face value. It's hard not to read into every little thing. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate their honesty.
Yeah.
And I think it's beneficial to them to
I think
speak
so too.
Yeah, the truth.
To
yeah,
speak the truth and like you said, to not have to cover it up, because that's how, again, we can still feel that genuine connection. We mm-hmm. feel that they're being authentic. We know what they're going through, but we also know that they're strong enough to get through it.
Overcoming
and that's why they're sharing it.
Yeah.
He continues here in the verse, or sorry, in the chorus, saying one more step, and that's when we get the distorted lyric of "We'll bounce back and hit, bounce back and hit." And then he continues, "Now I walk towards that light, one more step, we'll bounce back and hit another level." So again, that one more step is like, if you can just take one more step, then you know you can keep going. And then I love the lyric of like, "I'll walk towards the light," light feeling very, you know, fresh and new, inspiring. Feeling like I'm repairing, I'm moving towards better times, and I know that I'll get through this.
Yeah.
You just have to take that one step.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just so good.
Keep moving forward in the darkness.
Yeah.
Towards the light.
Right.
Yeah.
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 The "we'll bounce back and hit another level" is so powerful. That line is the best line of the entire song.
Yeah.
Am I right? Like, yeah. I just feel like, if you needed any kind of more reassurance, like, I picture Jin at Festa 2022, where RM was like, "We're not going to perform, run BTS,
right.
blah, 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 blah," you know? And Jin is sitting over there winking at the camera, like, nah.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Yeah, like, don't you worry.
Just give
and
us
I,
time.
And yeah. I feel that with this, like, "We'll bounce back and hit another level."
Right.
Like, I really believe that they'll come back together and that they will have many hits ahead. And I'm excited for it. I don't know. It's going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's going to be different from the past. But it's still going to be some of the best music we've ever heard.
The difference is that they're bigger and buffer
right.
and hotter than ever and more mature than ever, and they're just gonna fucking wreck and destroy us even more than ever
right.
And they've also really gone through some stuff as a group and as individuals, that now they have even more to write about,
yeah.
even more perspective to share, even more wisdom to, you know, talk
I
us
mean
through.
At this point we're talking about years
yeah.
of not being BTS
yeah
yeah,
yeah. Exactly.
So I think the new perspective is going to be huge. One other little thing that I just noticed about this "we'll bounce back and hit another level," the "bounce back and hit," I don't know, the use of "hit," you can't help but to feel this like subtle big hit reference.
Right.
Like, "bounce back" is giving like
big hit,
the BB, the
yeah.
alliteration, you
yeah.
know, big
mm-hmm.
and "hit." I just obviously like big hit reference
right.
here. I don't know. I feel like that was a little intentional.
Just
there.
Like, remember how good times were when it was just Big Hit and not Hybe.
Right.
When it was just, you know, Bang PD sitting down with them at a table and being like, "What do you guys want to do? How can I best support you?" Instead of it being like a publicly traded company where they're just trying to appease stockholders and make sure
right.
that their stocks don't drop too
yeah.
much.
It, like, it just, again, it goes back to those roots.
Yeah.
You know, you think about Hitman Bang.
Right.
I mean, when he created Big Hit, when he was thinking of the entertainment name, he's
mm-hmm.
thinking, oh yeah, like, we're gonna make big hits
right
and
music
just
for
hearing,
healing
hey yeah we're
yeah.
gonna bounce back and hit, we're gonna make another hit
right
here. Yeah.
Let's make those hits, let's
right.
do it. Yeah, Yeah. And I just love that pronoun. We will do this.
We,
you know,
exactly.
It's not I, even though this is his solo album. It's he's speaking on behalf of the group of BTS.
Yeah.
And this is a song that I wondered, like, maybe this was written for BTS and they just had never used it.
Yeah.
And so he got to pull that for this solo album here. But oh my God, I love that he has it here. It's so fucking good. Can you imagine if this song had never seen the light of day? Like, it would have been a tragedy.
It would be a tragedy. Yeah.
So good that it's here. Yeah. You know, he goes on, he has a really short verse too. Dawn is far away, enduring long days. The sun that stayed up all night spreads endlessly, like thinking it's still a long time until all of BTS are out of the service, until they're all coming back and can tour again. But like, it's there, you know, it's on the horizon. We will make it there. And then he ends it with another pre-chorus, chorus, and like outro, which is just like, yes, let us hear it again. Like, oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Incredible. Yeah. Like, put the song on loop. Can't get enough. Love it so much.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the next track, which is Falling. And this was written and produced by two Japanese producers, Taka and Toru, along with P-Dog, Ghost Loop, which we both love very much, Meg Metal, Jin, and Elisa. And so with those two main Japanese producers, this definitely gives like a Japanese rock style. Like when I'm listening to it, I feel a little bit like this could be, you know, into an anime, like with a montage or something. And it, like, I definitely feel their influence here and I really appreciate it. There's also a whistling melody at the beginning of the song that kind of brings you through the verses too. Mm-hmm. That's what makes this song really unique and stand out from the rest of them. And because it has this Japanese rock style, again, it continues with the rock vibe. We have some great drums, some electric guitar. We hear the bass guitar, and new in this song is some chimes going in there. I love the chimes. And they're just kind of here and there. They're not all throughout. But I really enjoy those. Also, I love how the pre-chorus slows some down a little bit and kind of strips down because then when the chorus comes, it just hits so much harder. The pre-chorus is like really passionate and his voice strengthens as the instrumental builds towards the chorus. It really, really gives like a really nice vibe to the song.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, super satisfying.
Yeah, it feels like a love confessional song. Very hopeful and ready, but like his voice is pleading in this song. Fantastic, great vocals, as expected. We knew that we would be getting this from Jin. I mean, of course. But a little less rich and less range than earlier songs, but lots of belting. Mm-hmm. Like, lots and lots of belting. Like, I picture him, you know, hinging forward at the hips, fully singing this song. The four U's at the chorus where he goes up a half step and then another half step. It's just fantastic. Mm-hmm. It really shows that belting Jin that we know and love so, so much.
Classic.
Like, I'm taken back to like Wings.
Awake.
Like, I mean, that's where I go.
Yes.
I honestly would love to see this song performed live. Like, I feel like it'd be a lot of fun to sing along to because the song is actually like, I mean, fairly uplifting, I feel like, you know, but like the song is just so catchy, but also to hear him sing so excitedly and passionately to these lyrics would just be
so good.
Fantastic.
We did not, well, I was traveling and you have been busy this weekend, so we did not see like his Weverse concert that he did. So potentially he did perform this song live, but just like in person,
I would love to see it in person.
Yeah. I got to see it in person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But we will go back and watch that. That's why we're not talking about it because we just have not had time to see it. But I want to.
Like, we kind of didn't know about it until like we saw clips of it.
We
were
missed
like,
that
whoa,
big
whoa,
hit
whoa.
Announcement. Right. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it looks phenomenal. I've seen a couple clips here and there on TikTok, and it looks like it was a great time. So definitely want to go back and watch that. But let's go ahead and dive into the lyrics of this song, Falling, and just a little bit of the first verse. He says, "It's not easy, the temperature difference between your coldness and my passion. Even if I reach out, I can't touch you. A corner of my subconscious running towards you, the long night that never ends continues. So it feels like he's talking about unrequited love.
Yeah.
He's longing. He's yearning for this person. He feels like they're not, you know, they don't even recognize him. They don't even pay attention to him, pay him no mind. You know, he's feeling this way about them, but he's sure they don't feel this way about him at all. And he wishes that he could reach out in some way.
Right. In the chorus, he says, I want you with my whole heart. My heart beats for you, all for you, one step closer until I reach you. And this really is this declaration of his love. Like, I think in some of the lyrics, he's like, how could you not know? Like, it's so obvious how much I love you, you know? But here he's really like declaring it and just saying like, my whole heart. It wants you.
Love it. Even going back to the pre-chorus where he says, and I shout, I want to make you mine. It's just such this intense feeling of like, I need you. I love you. I have to have you, you know? And like, yeah, do you really not know? You got me falling. Like, hello, do you see the effect that you have on me?
Right.
Yeah. It's so cute.
It's such a love song.
Such a love song. And it feels
falling,
like,
hello. Yeah,
come on, falling in love. It feels like one of those authentic love songs where you're not just, oh, this is about Army, you know, it feels like a really good classic love song.
It seems a little bit more romantic.
And he does it super well. Yeah, very romantic love song.
Yeah.
In verse 2, he says, my still remaining feelings, my eyes that can't meet yours. When I look at you, I know I'll turn away again. This is like, he's like declaring his love, but he's also shy. He's vulnerable, you know, he's yearning for this love, but he's like, it takes a lot of courage to be able to, you know, confess those feelings to this person and to really lock eyes and like, you know, together.
I love the shyness
Me
and
too.
Bashfulness. Like, I think there's a part of Jin that we can see in there.
I feel like a little unexpected from Jin because he's usually so like confident and boisterous and out there, but that could just be like his stage persona, you know.
But he's a little introverted. It's totally
his
stage persona.
He definitely is a little introverted.
Yeah, like I could see him, like, if he is in love or has fallen in love, or in the future when he falls in love, I could see him being a little, I don't know.
Yeah.
Stumbling on his words. A little shy.
Oh,
little,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, especially when it comes to something as bold as confessing your love. Yeah.
So hard to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
In the pre-chorus, he says, I gather up my courage. I want to make you mine. I want to talk to you. Do you really not know? You got me falling. Like, like, how do you not know? Like, can you just say that you know so I don't have to say it?
Right.
You know?
Please break the ice for me.
Right.
Yeah.
By gathering up that courage, I want to make you mine. The instrumental is a little chilled out during this pre-chorus, and it makes this upcoming chorus hit even more. There's a lot of building of strength and courage to chase what you want, you know, here. Like, saying, I gather my courage, I want to make you mine, like that pre-chorus here of slowing it down really builds to that chorus of
that
the
declaration
love
of love,
yeah,
where he's like, I want you with my whole heart, my heart beats for you, you know. It makes that chorus so much more impactful and powerful. Then he has a great post chorus where he says, I can't let go, let me know, is it yes or no, tell me why don't you understand my heart yet, you're my soul and I'm just somebody. And those last two lines in particular make me think of Moon, like,
oh,
where
yeah.
he's like, I'm just a moon, you know, you're my whole world, but I'm just a moon revolving around you. Like, Jin is always putting himself in this place of like, this person that he loves, you're on an absolute pedestal, and he's like, I'm just falling around you, you know, like, I am just pining for you.
I'm
need you.
I'm a particle in the air. Like, that's how small he puts himself.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're my soul and I'm just somebody. It makes me think of Moon. And then it's just a really catchy and groovy post chorus here. Like, it really, we really love the vibe here. And the let me know, is it yes or no, makes us think of both Jungkook's and Twice's Yes or No.
Yeah.
So great references there.
Great references.
Know?
I have felt a lot of like Jimin and Jungkook like vocal line influence in Jin's music, which I just think is so special.
Because
We talk about the rap line so much, and I feel like we don't talk about like
the vocal lines
energy and just their relationships as much.
Yeah.
And influence on one another like the rap line have. So yeah, this post-chorus is just fantastic. Really good. Again, like, there's something rhythmic about it that makes it fun to sing along to.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
Man, I love this song. I love Falling so much. I think it's a great one. It's great addition.
Great song. So the next song on Happy is Heart on the Window with Wendy of Red Velvet. What a fantastic collaboration.
Amazing.
She's a incredible, incredible singer.
Mm-hmm.
So it was written by P-Dog, Alex Carlson, Sherelle, and Elisa, and produced by P-Dog only, which you can so feel P-Dog's presence on this song. That's why it's so good. For vibe and production, it still has that underlining rock vibe, but there's more pop influence here. There's drums and electric piano. It's very upbeat and fast tempo. But even though the song and rhythm is so upbeat and fast tempo, their voices have this softness to them.
Yeah.
And so, like, you would think it's a slow song, but it is absolutely not a slow song.
Yeah.
It's very energetic, but their voices are just so gorgeous and soft that, like, you think it's slow.
I think the softness brings in, like, that feeling of love so much, yes, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, the song, lots of energy, lots of build, but there's this desperation or like urgency to what's being said.
Mm-hmm.
But while it's doing this, like, the song is just overall very, very pretty.
Yeah.
It's a very pretty song.
Yeah, it's beautiful to listen to. There's a very interesting melody in the chorus. You know, it's addictive. It's fresh. It's like nothing we've ever heard before. It's a little bit of like a scale-like chord progression where they go up and down and come back and forth, but they're mirroring each other so well. And the harmonization that they share is incredible. Like, that's the addictive part, just hearing their voices blend together. Like, it's almost indistinguishable when they sing together. Like, you know that it's Jin and Wendy at the same time, but they're just so beautifully blended. It's just really perfect. And Jin's track is like slightly quieter than hers, so it's just perfect how he echoes her and ad-libs a little bit. It's just, I mean, that's what I can't stop listening to.
Right.
Like, just the way that they blend together is beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, perfect collaboration for Jin here.
It's a perfect collaboration. I would have never thought about this collaboration. Wendy's voice is just so gorgeous. Her skillfulness in, like, singing really shows here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like people pretty well know Wendy as one of the best singers in the K-pop industry.
For sure.
My really good friend Anthony, he loves K-pop, and Wendy is like his all-time favorite vocalist, and he is all about the vocals. Wendy is just so, so skillful, and it just reminds me now of how skillful Jin is too with singing. Like, it just makes sense to pair these two together. Just seeing how both of them are so universally known as talented singers in K-pop. So, like, it's just an iconic collaboration.
Yeah.
Like, I would have never thought about these two together, but it just makes so much
they
sense.
They fit together so well.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Before we get into the lyrics here, I just have to, like, add this little note. I always have to point out the ending of these songs because P-Dog has a very distinct outro sound. Like, please tell me someone else out there knows about this. Like, he has, like, this ending signature where he takes the last note of the song, and it's just like maybe a little half step up from like the main chorus bit, and then he just lets it like sonically send you off at the end. Like, I just love it. Like, that's how he ends it. And once I heard that, I'm like, P-Dog absolutely is on it. And then you look at the production and it's just P-Dog.
It's only him, right? He's like, this is the end. This is how we end a song.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. It's like he's signing his name at the end.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's so good. We love to hear it. We love it. It feels classic BTS with that.
Classic BTS.
Yeah. So let's talk about the lyrics of this song. We'll just talk about the first verse and the pre-chorus together because the first verse is a little bit short. He says, "When my breath spreads silently across countless seasons and I fall, more every minute, more every hour. Oh, like a dream on the white window of my heart, darkly engraved, you and me." And so this just feels like he's describing a growing love that expands forever. You know, he, in falling, he's confessing his love, and now they're in love, mm-hmm. and they're both just in this blissful love experience where they get to grow together, and it's like a dream. It feels amazing. It feels wonderful. And it's on the white window of my heart, just being transparent and open with each other. The window of my heart makes me think of like the window to my soul.
Oh yeah.
You know, just like really opening himself up to this other person, and mm-hmm. just having like that real true love here.
Yeah. It makes me think of like Heart on Your Sleeve too.
Yes.
You know, it's just very out there, very open. Everyone can see it. Yeah. Like it's so strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the chorus, he says, and Wendy too, still on the dazzling window so that you can see my heart. So I'll leave you a heart on the window beyond the time I waited for you. Breath spreading white, my heart drawn without a gap. When I left you a heart on the window, I engraved it more deeply.
Oh,
yeah, it's gorgeous.
So
these lyrics are gorgeous.
So beautiful.
Yeah. So still on the dazzling window on display for all. Like that breath spreading from like fog. Like you know, you exhale onto a window, you see it fog up, and you draw a heart. And mm-hmm. I love the mention of I draw a heart without any gaps. Like it's like so thoughtful mm-hmm. and perfect. You
right.
know, you're not going to mess up on it. Like right. no holes, no gaps.
Right.
Engraving the heart even deeper, repeating the stronger love that they feel for each other, you know, like just really showing that I love you so deeply, so completely.
Yeah. And I love like, I'll leave you a heart on the window beyond the time I waited for you. Like all the time that we waited for each other, I'll leave you a heart for that times, you know, even longer, you know,
yeah.
I'll make sure that I leave that for you.
Yeah.
It makes me think of like, you know, when couples are getting ready for work in the morning or whatever, you might take a shower, you might fog up the mirror or whatever, and you might like leave them a little message in the mirror.
Yeah.
Like it's just like those little acts of love that are so sweet, but just like remind you, you know, like, oh, I love you so much.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's that like attention to detail, that yeah. like extra presence
yeah.
that you have with them.
Yeah, totally. In verse 2, Wendy says, in my heart that was always deeply dark, you suddenly fill the transparent window with your light. And I just love this. It's like good love bringing out the best in you and bringing you out of depression mm-hmm. and just lighting you up, lighting your spirit up, you know, mm-hmm. that window of your soul, just, you know, letting yourself shine through that, mm-hmm. like with the help of this love. I think that's such a beautiful sentiment.
Yeah. 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 Something to look forward to, just bringing you so much joy.
Yeah.
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 Right. It's a gorgeous song.
It is gorgeous. They go on.
It's a beautiful
on,
love song.
And they share the pre-chorus, the chorus, and then, you know, a great bridge. The bridge is like, oh, I'll love you better. I'll love you better. I promise. Engrave my heart. And I love this like declaration at the end, both of them saying like, I think it's an acknowledgement. Well, in my perspective, it's like we've had love in the past that was not good.
Yeah.
And I'll love you better than that. And I'll make sure that you have what you deserve here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And both of them mutually doing that and sharing
see,
that with
I
each
don't
other.
See it as like not being good. I think it's just,
oh, well maybe not good, but just like,
I just think like to continue to grow in your love.
Oh yeah. Like I'll continue to love you better and
yeah.
better.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a promise.
Yeah. Like a promise for mm-hmm. that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Love it. So uh-huh. good. Ending with another chorus too. Like, I mean, I love that they keep giving us more pre-chorus and chorus because their voices, again, the harmony is
the
just
harmony
so addictive.
Is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
It so, is addictive.
That's, I mean, one of the best songs on the album.
It is.
So
yeah,
good.
Very catchy. Will get in your ear too.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and move on to the last song in the album, I Will Come to You. And this was written by Jen, Elon Else and Joshua Thompson, and produced by Joshua Thompson. So for the vibe, this is the most stripped down song on the album, but also mm-hmm. one of the most beautiful. Like
yeah.
this is, talk about instrumental stripped down where it's just Jin's voice,
pure
you know,
vocals,
pure vocals all yeah. the way through. Oh yeah, it's the perfect way to wrap up the overall message and vibe of the album of like wanting to bring happiness. And I think Jin's way of bringing happiness is bringing love and reassurance and like knowing that he's here with you, you know, by your side.
Yeah.
And I also think that like this can be a very beautiful love song too, like with a romantic partner. There's sweet, slow, intentional vocals accompanying accompanied by a simple piano. And he's really giving us like beautiful soft ballad vocals here, showing a lot of range, his full range on display here, but not like belting it out, just keeping it soft, keeping it light, keeping it beautiful, but still rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is kind of funny to say, but like, we know that he's a vocalist. We know this. But something about listening to the song really brought to light that he's not just any vocalist in a K-pop group. Like, he sounds like a well-known, like, world-renowned classical Korean vocalist.
Yeah. This man could perform on Broadway. He could do opera.
Like, I literally picture, like, an opera, like, timeless Korean singer that everyone knows, like, your grandma knows,
right,
you know, and loves and adores and has records of. Like, that's who Jin sounds like in this song.
You're not exaggerating because it's that beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is the ballad that we were asking for.
100%.
And we knew he could do and execute.
I mean, yes. Yes. So getting into the lyrics here, in verse one, he says, "The day white snow fell, the day I left you, hundreds of times a day, those words that I say every day." So, you know, this immediately makes us both think about Spring Day.
Yeah.
In Spring Day, in those lyrics, they talk about like that long winter of not being able to see each other, being apart, you know, not knowing what the future holds, but waiting and hoping for that spring day. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the white snow falling, very symbolic of like, you know, Jin going into the military, or BTS, you know, not really being able to be with us in the way that they want to be, and going into that long winter and thinking, you know, he and the other members must be thinking 100 times a day how much they miss us, how much they love us, how much they want to, you know, come back. And, you know, it's the same for ARMY, of course.
Yeah.
So I just love that he starts off that way. Very beautiful.
He's kind of setting the stage here.
And poetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very poetic.
And then he goes into the pre-chorus and he says, "I miss you so much, hold me."
Oh.
And this is just so vulnerable and raw, like to say, like just flat out, "I miss you" and hold me.
Yeah, no fluff, very straightforward. No fluff at all.
Yeah, where like the first verse is a little bit more poetic. The second verse we'll get to more poetic, the chorus, but this is just that straightforward, "I need you." HYYH reference, "I need you" there. But yeah, and this is
the
where I can feel
me too.
The hold me. Oh yeah.
Like sometimes all you just need is someone to hold you or hug you, like totally. That is when you are like at your lowest of lows, and like all you need is just that human connection,
that physical touch is so powerful. And this is like, of course, this whole song can be related to like BTS and ARMY, but it's also where here in the pre-chorus you feel like this could be a romantic partner, you know.
Right.
It doesn't just have to. So I love like the dual meaning that he can provide us with his lyrics.
Of course, I will come to you for sure. In the chorus he says, "Lost in beautiful memories, fall asleep with a smile today. When the warm spring breeze blows, I'll go to you. I promise I'll go to you." And those beautiful, lost in those beautiful memories, of course, I go to the memories of BTS and his memories with ARMY. The mention of the spring, the warm spring breeze blowing as a reminder of returning to ARMY and returning to BTS. And then I also really love the mention of, "I promise I'll go to you." That not only is he just saying like, "I'm going to return to ARMY and BTS, I promise," but it also makes us think of Promise from Jimin. The Yeogsog, know, very, very Jimin there.
I know. And you mentioned the vocal line influence together. And I love this like connection between their two songs here. And that, you know, anytime that you get like a promise, that's very reassuring. Like, especially Jin delivering it in such this intentional, beautiful, straightforward way of him really declaring, "I promise I will come to you. Do not worry. I know that you miss me. I know that you miss BTS, but I promise I'll be there. I'll come to you."
God, he feels like such a big brother. Like, you know, like so protective. So like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'll come to you.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Completely. In the second verse, he says, my picture filled with memories and longing, the only color left in the time that has passed. And this is like looking at photos of special moments when you miss someone. Like, how often have we looked back at old memories of BTS or of concerts that we've been together mm-hmm. with them, you know, all of their amazing moments. Like we've talked about 2018 Mama, we've talked about Festa, but think about all of those incredible moments that we shared over the years, and how much ARMY looks back on them is how much BTS has to be looking back
of course,
on them too.
Yeah.
Wanting to get back to those memories and, you know, recreate and have new moments like that yeah. here in the future.
It has to be even more special for them than it is for us, truthfully.
Yeah, I mean, because they're the creators of it.
Yeah.
And they see the impact that they have on millions of fans mm-hmm. who love their music so much and who feel such an emotional connection to their lyrics. And for them to know that they're the precipice of that, the people that create and deliver that, must be very, very meaningful to them.
Yeah.
And, you know, it puts a lot of weight on their shoulders of that they want to be able to continue that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. In the pre-chorus, he says, "On a dark road, a ray of light, you." And it just makes you think of, like, you are my sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, in that darkness of winter, you sometimes still get, like, that ray of light through the clouds. You know, you get that random sunny day in the middle of winter. And this is just, like, again, like, that promise that he's delivering to us. Like, he'll be back. I'll be back. I'll come to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That and freshness.
And the happiness and joy that ARMY brings him.
Totally. That ray yeah. of light. Yes. Yeah. Completely.
In the outro, he says, "Even if I'm away for a moment because of longing, I promise I will come to you. If you need me, I will come to you." And it's just a promise that BTS will always be back.
Yeah.
And he'll always be here for ARMY.
And I love the, "If you need me, I'll come to you." He's like, listen, it doesn't matter. You know, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Very young. I'm getting like such a strong young feeling from this song.
Oldest member vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Just so good. This song is so beautiful.
Right.
The whole album was so impressive. Like I was, you know, I was in Mountain Time when this song released. So I got it at 10 p.m. when I got
know.
The whole album. So you were like, I mean,
dead asleep.
You were dead asleep. I was like, I had been up. I had been traveling, whatever. So like I'm texting you paragraphs. I'm like,
I know.
Bethany, I just know like you're going to feel like this album also definitely meets or maybe in some points exceeds expectations from
right.
what we were hoping for or expecting. And I really feel like, especially after talking through this whole thing, like I love it so, so much.
Me too.
I feel like this album can be easily related to romance and a romantic partner, but also very applicable to everyday life for what you personally as an individual are going through, like with another level. And then we got so many themes of BTS as a whole group, which is just wonderful. So it's like all within, we get those like three things. And
yeah.
of course, all of those things bring you a lot of happiness, a lot of joy
yeah.
that he wanted to deliver, especially the promise of their return and how much Jin has missed ARMY, missed this connection with us through the music and the performance. It's just so good to have him back and to
yeah.
be delivering this incredible music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And going off of that, what I really love is that there's a lot of mentions of happiness, obviously, but one of those components is that like nostalgia and reminiscent memories of just what has gone on, and especially in Running Wild, he talks about that. And like I in school, really working with the geriatric population, talk a lot about like the benefits of reminiscent therapy and like thinking back to those times and, you know, enjoying the life that you've lived up to this point, you know. So I just love the mention and callback to like those moments with BTS and ARMY prior and like being able to get those back. Like I love that component.
Yeah,
that really I didn't expect that.
No, I didn't either. I think with like the title being happy, I was thinking, okay, that's like a pretty straightforward emotion. You know, like I was, especially after I'll Be There, I was worried that it would be a bit more surface level.
Right.
But I love how he explored different ways to find happiness.
Yes.
Like that nostalgia, that reflection.
That's exactly it.
And I think that that was such a fantastic approach
yeah.
and to really make it deeper and more meaningful and impactful here.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, yeah.
So again, I wasn't really sure what to expect from this album after I'll Be There. Like it didn't quite live up to what we had hoped for, especially like in terms of like what we got from the Astronaut previously. But there is so many great songs on this album, and I wasn't expecting the depth of the lyrics. Just also wasn't expecting a lot of these love songs. overall, like, I just expected it, kind of like you were saying, to be maybe a little bit more surface level. Happy is such a broad emotion. There's so many different levels of happiness, and where you experience and derive that from. So I just like that it kind of dabbled in a lot of it.
Yeah, and dabbled in a lot of the different ways to get happiness in just six songs, I think was really masterful, and he did a really great job with that. I really loved, like I said, loved this whole album on the first listen. Was sending Bethany paragraphs about it as she was asleep. Like we both have talked about, we absolutely love Another Level. Like, I am really not a person that can easily pick a favorite song in any case ever.
That's why I was shocked you were like, Another Level. Yes, like, it's my favorite.
Another Level is my favorite. I would say that Heart on a Window is my second fave.
Yeah,
but like, they're all so good. I mean, Running Wild is really close.
Falling is great.
Falling is so good. And I mean, that last one too, I Will Come to You, is just so beautiful.
Yeah.
So really, like, he did an excellent job with this album. I will continue to listen for sure.
Me too.
I mean, these songs are incredible.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you.
Thanks for this great music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Also, immaculate vocals, if we didn't say it enough.
Yeah.
The whole album.
Must conclude.
Overall theme of Jin, immaculate vocals. Yes. Powerhouse vocals, Kim Seok Jin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. Rock on.
Rock on.
Rock on, Jin. He's so good with the rock vibe. Yeah, I love
it. He is.
So we really hope that, Iconics, you enjoyed this episode, that you enjoyed our thoughts and feelings about this album as a whole. Make sure to hop on to the next Iconic Hangout so that way you can share your thoughts and feelings about it as well. Or, of course, like, reply to our promo tweets on, our promo tweets about it on Twitter and like our Instagram posts about it, so you can get with other Iconics. You guys can all chat about it.
Yeah.
Really cool to see. We want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially the VIPs, Eileen, Michelle, Holly, Meg, Rachel, Robin, and Deja. Thank you guys so, so much. If you enjoyed this episode, please write us a review wherever you listen. And of course, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.